What happened?
Goodson appears on the an injury chart today. Can you describe at least what happened and when it happened?
Yeah, he has a lower leg injury.
Would he be probable if under the previous injury reporting guidelines?
You'll have to check with Pat on that.
So this is something that happened yesterday in practice?
It's something that has been bothering him over the last couple days.
Then why wasn't he on the injury report previously?
It happened yesterday. He got sore as practice went on, so we pulled him out late.
And Fluker, the same thing?
Yes, late in practice.
Do you anticipate Odell being a game-time decision again, like the way you did with the pregame workout last week?
We'll see how it goes. You know, we'll get in there, do a little bit of work this morning, and then tomorrow we'll go in and have our launch day, and we'll take a look at him tomorrow and see how it goes.
What do you look for in those pregame ups when you're determining whether or any player is ready to go?
It's a medical decision. We're just seeing, you know, his level of confidence and where he is sticking his foot in the ground.
So are you watching him or are you listening to him?
It's both. Communication's a two-way street. So it's visual and verbal.
Bobby Hart's good to go?
Bobby Hart is improving.
Do you expect him to play on Monday?
We'll see how he does tomorrow.
He's not on the injury report, though, with the game status. So does that indicate it would be a coach's decision if he plays or not?
Yes. He got through yesterday.
Would that decision be based on his health or also his performance?
You know, Bobby got through practice yesterday. He did fine out there yesterday. We'll take a look and see how he does tomorrow.
Ben, how close does Odell have to be to 100% for you to put him on the field in any capacity?
That's tough to say. You know, the biggest thing is we don't want to put a player out there that's going to do any harm to himself, injure himself any more than he is. It is an injury. It's a tough injury. He's fighting through it. He's doing everything he can to get back. But we're going to be smart with him.
Does part of you say, if this guy could give us 12 plays, though, he gives us a spark team-wide, really? Because he does.
We're going to look. We're going to do what's best for the player.
What more does Marlon Starkwa have to show you or prove to you to get more carries?
Well, we didn't have very many carries last week to begin with, so we need some more rushing attempts.
And I was interested because both Eli and Evan Engram, who are obviously at very different points in their careers, mentioned this week that in going over what happened a week ago, you can't be sensitive, you can't take it personally. Mm-hmm. Was that part of your message? Because I took that to mean maybe you did deliver some tough love, but that you didn't want them to take it to heart as a human being.
Yeah, we don't have time to handle things with kid gloves here. We're going to be open and honest with our communication. We're critical, you know, of ourselves as coaches, and we expect the players to be critical of themselves. And, you know, that's the best way you can improve, especially week one to two, but each and every week.
So to that end, would you describe, you know, what was Monday like? Was it one of the harsher film reviews that you've had here?
It was Tuesday.
Sorry.
Or Tuesday on Wednesday, yeah. But, I mean, it was point blank. Everybody was on point. We came in together looking to get better. That was the point of the meeting. Every time you watch the game, anytime you watch the film, whether it's practice, whether it's game, you want to be on point and find a way to grow and find a way to improve.
Anything you are willing to share of your own assessment of yourself, what the way you call the game, anything you...
Yeah, we didn't find a path to victory. That's my number one job. Got to do a better job there.
Are they using Tate more in the slot, and what challenges does that present?
Yeah, he's dynamic in there, in the screen game, three-step game, and down the field. He has speed, he has quickness, and he's strong. He doesn't get credit for the strength that he has as a dynamic player.
Is that a challenge for your cornerbacks, and obviously to have a guy who's as physical as him?
Yeah, corners, safeties, and linebackers, the way they work them in the middle of the field.
You've had no problem using younger players, rookies, throwing them right in. Goodson was the one guy that you didn't do that with last year, really. What was the thinking behind that, and why did you sort of wait?
You know, BJ had a ton of reps early on in special teams. He was a core player for us there. And, you know, we were very confident in the players we had in defense last year. We felt he picked it up and improved as the year went on. He's made a lot of progress since then, but he was a valuable special teams player for us. Don't underrate that. You know, offensively, we see, you know, tight ends the same way, running backs the same way, but they have a lot of versatility and value, as do safeties and special teams. And if they can contribute there and make an impact there, we'll play them a little bit on their side of the ball and special teams.
Hey, how would you characterize your satisfaction or dissatisfaction since the Tuesday kind of honesty, you know, just how the guys responded and what the rest of the week was like?
Yeah, we had a great week of practice. You know, yesterday was a tremendous day. Our tempo was good. The energy was good. We had some physicality. We have some things to clean up like we always do after each practice. But the players and coaches are on point.
Do you think you'd tell us if you had a bad week of practice?
I think you can learn and grow from each and every practice you have out there. But if it wasn't a great day, a practice, we'd address it inside.